from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That gets you the 15. It wasn't inside the opening. This is the speedy man, Xavier Worthy, the fastest man to the end zone right away. His first touch, a Kansas City touchdown. Oh, man.
We needed our auto racing guys here to call this one. Watch him take this turn. 4.21 seconds. No more worries about whether or not Kansas City has any speed. Beep, beep. Here he comes.
Listen, I love Mike Tirico. Listening to that highlight is funny. The speedy man, the fastest man. Like it's like Usain Bolt has put on a jersey, right. And these two can't believe it. Oh my goodness, look at this. Come on, Bills fans.
Beep, beep. Was that a Roadrunner reference in the year 2024?
Yes.
Collinsworth, come on.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It is Football Friday.
Although I don't know what the updated version of the Roadrunner would be.
Oh, they got to reboot. They got to reboot it.
Is there someone in Bluey who runs like a million miles an hour or something?
No.
Okay. All right. Roadrunner still works, I guess.
Football Friday presented by Celino Car Crash. Call Celino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Let's get right some
Jack
phone
Jack.
Calls. Jack. Who's that?
Jack. Right. No.
From The Incredibles.
Who's the? No. Jack's the little kid. Who's the
Dash?
Dash.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Dash from The Incredibles. That's probably a movie from, what is that movie, 2004?
Yeah, it's old too.
Maybe that's not that updated.
Jeremy and Joe, we're talking the Xavier Worthy trade, the Chiefs, the Ravens. What else did we get last night?
We got penalties on the Ravens offensive line over and over and over and over and over again, which I think were inspired, by the way, by Jawan Taylor on the Chiefs side of things. And who got punished for it? It was the Ravens last night. Taylor got flagged, I think, twice. Yeah. But the Ravens got flagged, what, seven times or something on their offensive line?
Yeah.
A lot of them were Ronnie Stanley because he was lined up too far back. And they wanted to make a point about that. Like, hey, this is going to get called now. But, man, like, I don't know. I saw Sean Stepner, who had me on yesterday, had a good tweet that I wonder if the Ravens have taken every practice rep all offseason lined up the wrong way, which would seem impossible to believe, right? But were there other teams yesterday that watched that game and went, okay, if they're going to be this tight about it, then we need to have a meeting with our left tackle before our game on Sunday because we need to make sure that we're not going to get five penalties that take plays off the board because a guy was lined up, you know, 3 feet too far back than he was last year.
803-0550. Mahomes.
We didn't get kick returns, by the way.
We did not. We got a Justin Tucker miss, and I saw Tucker for Bass straight up. Let's go. Change of scenery. Let's make a trade. Brian in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. You actually just touched on my point I wanted to call in. This lining up too far back for the tackles is just insane. I mean, it was what? You get one warning, and then they start calling it. So on the first or second play was the warning to the Ravens, and then they get three more penalties or four more penalties in the first half. It's just insane. I didn't see it called once in the preseason, so I'm just wondering, is this going to be, you know, an implication for game speed and slowing things down if it's continued to call? And then my question is, with Brown, I've noticed a lot of times he lines up so far back because of how tall he is. Is that going to be a concern for the Bills? And, you know, how do you cover that up? Do you put tight ends over him? Do you put wide receivers? Would love to hear your feedback.
Yeah. I don't, man, it's, you're right to point out the preseason for that. Like, I would have thought.
Make a point in the preseason?
Make a point in the preseason about
it. Did they line up in the wrong spot on every snap of the preseason? Because the officials, and Collinsworth even said it, like, they're making a point. Now? The season opener is where you're going to make this point?
Yeah.
About lining up? Did the Ravens change? I mean, it's possible they could have changed their alignment, their split, whatever, their splits.
From the did they not believe the NFL, maybe? Is that maybe a part of this? That the league, there was a tweet that the league like sent a memo to teams, you know, before the training camp and then during training camp and after, like, hey, we're making a point to not get this head start by offensive linemen, like it's kind of been happening, where guys are jumping even before and they're lining up further back in the backfield sometimes. And maybe the Ravens went, okay, yeah, but you're not going to call it. We don't believe you. So regular season starts and Ronnie Stanley tries lining up further back than he was before. I mean, maybe. Harbaugh, did you see him caught? There was a camera on him at one point during the first half where he's yelling at one of his coaches, just tell Ronnie to move up. That's it. And I think that was after the third time he had been flagged for it because they were all very early on. By the way, you mentioned Tucker. You want a really surprising stat on Justin Tucker from Ian Harditz last night? Justin Tucker has only made two of his last seven field goal attempts from 50-plus yards and has only made 11 of his last 21. So Mr. Automatic, best kicker of all time, has been struggling from 50-plus more recently than just last night.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. Next up to Ben in St. Catharines. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to make a point that maybe Buffalo is trying to play chess and not checkers with that trade. I've played the Chiefs the most out of any team in the last how many years, and maybe they think they can beat the Chiefs with another speedy team. It's almost like Tyreek Hill, and I think the Bills would rather play, who would rather know their enemy. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I don't know. Buy that that's in their equation when they're making the trade.
No.
I don't know. They know what the Chiefs are getting, because if you want to believe Bean, he said he didn't know which receiver they were going to pick. He thought it was probably a receiver, but he didn't know which one. So
you don't know your enemy. Could have been Keon Coleman.
It could have been Keon Coleman. It could have been Worthy. It could have been any of them. So that point to me, just I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all.
803-0550.
If you want to talk about the player itself, like where I go beyond just you should never make a trade like that with that team, is watching him last night, and I saw just a few people are like, man, better than the play by him even is the play call there. They set it up perfectly, and the execution was, the line was like moving down the convoy down the field that was blocking for him. Like everything on that play went absolutely perfect.
Yep. But that's part of the point.
It's part of one point. To me, there is another point in there that relates to the Bills and something that I've thought about them since that draft pick, which is the Chiefs got excited by a player like that because of plays like that, because they know how to use a guy like that.
The Bills might know how Brady.
They might.
Their offense is going to be different. Honestly, the Chiefs' offense, a lot of elements of it look like what the Bills sound like they want to be like. And maybe Curtis Samuel is going to play that role for the Bills. He's plenty fast. He's not as fast as Worthy, but he's plenty fast. Part of the point for me is it's not about you traded them a perfect player. It's that you are dealing with someone that is superior. And, you know, a certain guy, a certain role player in their offense, like, oh, well, that wouldn't happen without Andy Reid. Okay, that's my point. If you think this guy's not even that good a player, he's not... you know, going to be a real number one or number two receiver in the NFL. Like, oh, that's probably correct. But you gave him to the guy who designs offenses as good as anybody and has the best quarterback and has, you know, one of the best tight ends. Like, anyway.
He does really, like, even when you point out, like, they have had some investment in some of these faster athletic guys that have not worked out. The number one answer for that, of course, is Kadarius Toney. And over a long period of time, that did not work in Kansas City at all. Even Andy Reid found a way to make that guy, who's not in the league right now because nobody can trust him, he found a way to make that guy useful in the Super Bowl. He was almost Super Bowl MVP that game. He only played like 5 snaps, I think. But what were 2 of his plays? He had a giant punt return, and then they designed that one play where he came in motion and then went back out to the outside, and the corner and man couldn't stick with him, and then it was a wide-open touchdown. Even the dude that nobody can trust in the league right now that has drop problems and everything, he was the speedy, athletic guy, and he stunk, and Andy Reid still found a way to make him useful in the biggest spot.
803-0550. Bills and Cardinals. We'll get to plenty of that. Sal's coming up at 7. Chris Brown at 8:30. Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports at 9. Special guest coming up at 9:30. Stay tuned for that. I know it's a long way away, but it's coming. Jeremy and Joe, hopefully your fantasy teams did not crater last night.
Unless you had, if you had Mark Andrews.
And Travis Kelce didn't do much either. I have him in a couple of guillotine leagues, so it's already intense.
The difference there is if you're the Andrews owner, you might be worried beyond just this past week.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'll give you a fun fantasy controversy when we get back about Andrews v. Likely. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. Wait,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.